ever. Hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. Hey, have you been listening to the music? Well, hey, the music makes man. The music makes the mood. The music gets people up off their feet to start dancing. And that's why I have music at the beginning of my show. Because I think people should get up and dance and become alive. You know, we're living in a world where zombies are walking around just all the time. Mask-wearing zombies, you know? I mean, it's so easy for these zombies to infiltrate amongst us now because everyone is wearing masks. Oh, how sickening. Anyhow, if you believe that propaganda, well, you believe it then, but I don't. It's full moon, wolf howling full moon out there tonight. If you haven't looked, after the show, go out and look at the moon. It's full of magic, too. You know, sometimes when the moon just comes up in the sky, I don't know if you looked at the full moon tonight already or not, before it gets up too high in the sky, sometimes it looks like it's just like floating there. Is that an illusion or is it really floating there? We can certainly imagine that, though. Hey, the wolves are howling tonight because it's a full moon, and the full moon does affect people. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got something important to say about a full moon, hey, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. Well, that's it. You know, the full moon, it's a gravitational effect, and it's a reflection effect simultaneously happening. You know, just like the moon pulls up on the water to make the tides rise, you have a large part of your brain is filled with watery fluids. Well, the moon is, you know, it really is. That's right. And that's why they say people go crazy when there's a full moon now. And all kinds of weird stuff happens. Well, because there's a pull, a gravitational pull on the liquids inside your brain. Did you ever think of that? You know, everything in life is a little, there's a little common sense. And of course, the moon is a reflective body up there in the sky. In the sky? How high in the sky? You know, there's all kinds of different measurements about how far the moon is actually from the Earth. Roughly 240,000 miles, a generalized figure. You know, I've seen other figures listed too. You know, give or take a couple of thousand miles. And apparently the moon is at a different distance at a different time of the year from the Earth. And, hey, everything is always changing. That's part of life. It's part of life to change. Without change, you have stagnation. And that's why change is inevitable. It's part of the living process. As I speak, the molecules are changing. Right now, the Earth is changing. You know, the talk has been going on for a couple of years now, the 3D Earth, vibrating up into the 5D Earth. D standing for dimension. as I mentioned, is a vibrational zone of activity. Yes. Third dimension, what we've all familiarly called physical reality, yeah. The third dimension, which includes dimension one, dimension two, dimension three. And each one has different parameters of vibrational frequencies. And then the next grouping is four, five, and six. Another dimensional frequency range. But we're not going to stop at four. We're just going directly to five. It has to do with we want to get rid of the, on Earth here, we want to get rid of the bad frequencies, the negative frequencies, the lower frequencies. You know, we have, right now we're, you know, this fake pandemic thing we're going through, it's all part of a totalitarian takeover of planet Earth. The last great feat by the dark side to try to hang on to their control of humanity, and they've created this fake pandemic, and they're doing their best to infect people with dangerous things like vaccines. And they've conned you, they're in, the media's in with it, and they're conning you and lying to you and prodding you to get jabbed with some poison. And all vaccines are filled with poisons. That's the crazy premise of how the whole thing started. We'll put some poisons in somebody and boost their immune system. Well, that logic, there is no logic to that. That's what's called bad science and bad speculation. The whole vaccine thing was bad science from the beginning. And, of course, from the beginning, it was all part of a gigantic, timely plot to trick people into accepting this is real science when it's only mad scientists conning you into killing yourself. Basically, that's what it is. And these scientists that believe in their vaccine, snake medicine, they've been duped. They themselves are brainwashed. They've taken the bait and swallowed it full. That there's some logic to that. There is no logic to putting poisons into a body. It's, you know, it's a real sneaky attempt to kill people, and they, I've heard, as a couple of days ago, 1,200 people had died already from the vaccine in a short period of time. Not to even mention all the failed pregnancies for the foolish women that allowed the poisons to be injected in them, and they had miscarriages with their health, what were healthy babies. And how much more of the type of this evidence do we need to hear before we realize, you know, this is not a smart idea to do. In fact, you know, again, it's all against logic. If you have a catchy infectious cold virus, which is really is much more than that, anybody who's died, they've died of other causes. They've died of their own bad immune systems. And why do they have bad immune systems? Because people aren't taking the responsibility of taking care of their health. And, of course, the government has allowed people to eat all kinds of ridiculous, worthless foods. 90% of the food in the supermarket is dead, and you consume that. And then your body just keeps slowly dying and dying and getting weaker and weaker. People, got fat belly guts, but they're literally starving to death because they're just stuffing themselves with stuff that the body can't use. Tastes good, you know, but that's not nutrition, necessarily. And all these things are going on. And it's time everybody wakes up. Right now, there's a changeover happening on planet Earth. There's two timelines that are quickly moving forward to split and go in separate directions. If your mindset is in the past and you want to hold on to all the stupid ways of the past, you're not going to evolve at this point in time. The rest of us are going to move on into a quieter, a more friendly, a more loving planet Earth. There's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter here on planet Earth. It's in the process of happening right now. While you're sleeping, your body is being worked on by, we could call them angelic beings, or we could call them galactic brothers and sisters, the good ETs. Yeah, there's good ETs and good bad ETs. ET stands for extraterrestrial, which means not of this Earth. I just wanted to explain that. Hey, this is an educational show. This is Connected Dots Theory, and this is your host, Tom Edison. That's right, I was a U.S. presidential candidate in 2020, but as we all can see, the election was so fixed, I didn't have a damn chance. I certainly didn't have the money to get the extra help I needed, you know. I just ran on the merits of that. I'm a solution person. I happen to know that all the solutions to all the problems are known already. And the ones I don't directly have the solution to already, I could just ask some simple questions of appropriate people and the solution would be right there amid the answers that to the questions I was asking. It's that simple. I've said it before, if you're the President of the United States and you think your job is hard, you're a friggin' idiot. You don't even deserve to be president in that case. President of the United States is the easiest job in the world. You have everybody at your to serve you, and if you treat everybody decently and respectfully, you'll get all the help you need to solve any problem. Of course, if you don't have any brain power, intelligence of your own to begin with, you're not going to know what the key questions are to ask. You're not even going to know who the people to ask them from are. And you're not going to know what to do if you don't have your head on straight. But for those of us that do, it's the easiest job in the world. I can walk in there tomorrow and just take command of the situation. I don't have to be briefed, you know? When I want to know the nuclear codes, I'll call the military people and we'll have a meeting and get it all sorted out, okay? Yeah? Or it can be when they want. It doesn't matter. But I'll tell you one thing. It takes intelligence to get the U.S. Congress to work together. I mean, they are so polarized now, it's unbelief, beyond belief. Meanwhile, we have, I don't know, a walking zombie there in the White House right now. It's got 1,001 nicknames. None of them are good ones. And he's going to put the final nails in the coffin of America if we let him. Hopefully things are going to change. I hear President Trump is going to make a message tomorrow. He might be retaking back the government. But, will anything be better than this moron we have in there now? And I don't want to even mention his name. And Clone Boy. I the word's out there, it's clone. Yeah, clones do exist. The science has been around to make clones for a long, long time. And that's it. Don't expect ABC News to tell you about it. In fact, ABC News, you know, they're up there with CNN and BBC. Despicable fake news people. And, of course, all the news organizations, they're nothing but puppets of the New World Order. And the New World Order is like, they're going for the kill now. You know, they've got most of the governments in the palm of their hands with this fake pandemic, and it is a fake pandemic. Look up the word pandemic. Well, all we have here is something, a cold virus It could be influenza if it gets serious on some people. And who's going to be catching influenza or this COVID virus? People with bad immune systems. That's right. Everybody else will just get over it. It's no big deal. People have been getting colds throughout time, and we all accept the fact that when a new strain of cold comes around, everybody catches it. That's it. And that's how the real herd immunity is created. You catch it, and 99 plus percent recover. It's always been like that. And so they've taken something simple, seasonal flu virus cold thing, put some new cold germs out there, and it's genetically engineered, I'm sure. And they've turned it into this fiasco, trying to tell you it's like the Black Plague. And then they've sold you on getting a vaccine for something that you're going to naturally recover from. What the hell can a vaccine do for anybody in regards to something that 99.8% recover from? I mean, it's common sense. What could a vaccine possibly do for something like that? Nothing. But it's making people rich, and it's killing people at the same time. And of course, the real threat of the vaccine is we've heard the rumors of what's in it, stuff that's going to sterilize everybody that's get jabbed. Well, that's part of the Agenda 21 New World Order depopulation program. Yeah, we can trick these stupid human beings into allowing us to inject something into their body that's going to sterilize them. All of a sudden, there's going to be less births, and it only take a couple of generations, and the human race will be decreasing just like we want them to. Well, that's the basic plan. But what we really need to focus on is the event that's coming up. In case you haven't heard, there's this thing called the event. That's right. It's when our galactic brothers and sisters from all over the universe who are in our solar system right now watching what's happening and removing bad guys and bad things from the sky around the Earth. Also removing bad things inside the Earth, reptilians hiding out, other bad creatures hiding in caves on our Earth. And also the astral realms, invisible flying entities, some of them are being rounded up too. And there's all this, this is the last stronghold. Planet Earth is the last stronghold of the bad guys in this universe here. And so we have all the good brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation of Light. They're out there, and they've been communicating over the Internet and through other people that represent them that this thing, the event, is going to transpire. And it has to happen before 2025. May it happen soon. I wish it would happen before the end of this year, because these galactic federation nations are bringing real health care, med beds, they call them. They're going to give it to us, and they're going to give us replicators, just like in Star Trek. Food replicators, other kinds of replicators. And they're going to remove all the bad guys on the surface of the planet that are still trying to make our lives miserable. Who would that be? All the governors in America, pretty much. All the leaders of the nations of the world, pretty much all of them. Yeah, they're all bad guys. And all the bankers, yeah, they're bad guys. And all the other demonic beings. They're going to remove them. They have removed a few of them, but not enough. Obviously not enough. Look what we're going through this fake pandemic, fake lockdowns that are destroying society. They're taking away our humanity, and people are playing along with this. What kind of a bunch of gutless human beings are you out there? I mean, don't you understand? You're under attack by an evil control group. They're not even from our planet. They set this up for thousands and thousands of years ago. They set this system up, and they're the ones who control the bankers and the Illuminati, because they've turned all these secret organizations into pawns, you know? 13 ruling families in this world, and the 13 ruling families are connected to races that are not even from this damn planet. Or should we say our loving Mother Earth? They're from other places. And they've come here and they've taken control of humanity. Look how we're still controlled. I mean, the whole world is in lockdown now. That's how powerful these evil creatures are. But part of the problem is everybody is too passive. You give away your powers. You know, you allow this thing called government to dictate you. And man, they've all turned into be dictators right now. And think of that in history. You know, it takes actions to rebel against an evil government. So you ought to be thinking about doing something to stop playing along with these decrees that are being issued by governments and all these rules that are taking away your freedom and making your life miserable and turning you into a poverty person. And you're allowing this to happen because you're not willing to take a stand. No, there's a saying I have, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. In fact, as a matter of fact, I have the video out there now on YouTube. You know, I have more videos than most people have on YouTube. I got 24 right now and there's more coming. The last one I put up, it's called There Ain't No Justice. And the key line in that song is, well, you must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this. And who's the message? I've personalized the video. In the song, There Ain't No Justice, it's a music video. The video gives mention to Native Americans. You know, they got screwed out of justice. They didn't get any justice. It mentions things going on in America. It mentions a lot of things going on in Great Britain. Because there's definitely no justice there. And some of the people that have gotten persecuted, they show, you know, images of them show up in the video. And there's actually the part of the sheet music. That's right. I am the singer-songwriter who wrote that song and recorded it. And you'll see a portion of the sheet music that gives you the hook, the key phrase, where, you know, you see the chord structure and you see the notes and the words that go, well, you must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this. And that's the way it is. You got to make your own justice. You know, right now we're getting a little assistance that others are helping make justice for us. But basically, the reason everyone's still in lockdown because nobody is willing to make a move to give us some more justice. That's right. And we should be doing more for ourselves because maybe the event would have happened already. Participation is important. It'll quicken things. You know, the event is when our galactic brothers and sisters, the 52 nation, star nations, announced their presence and land on Earth. It's going to be like a science fiction movie. They're going to break into all communications, whatever day it happens to be on. And they're just going to say, hey, here we are, and we are going to land, and looking forward to meeting you. And when that happens, that is the event. And there'll be a whoosh of energy probably coming with it. And that will be the initial beginning, the meaningful beginning of the Age of Aquarius. And we'll, all of a sudden, out of the blue, the spacecraft will appear, and they will land on our world here, planet Earth, and we will get to communicate with them face to face. And then the truth of what's been kept from us will be revealed fully. There will be full disclosure, not by any friggin' stupid Earth government, but by our galactic brothers and sisters. They are going to give us the real truth of what has been kept from us. And they're going to give it to us face to face. And they're going to bring all their goodies with them. The med beds that can cure anybody of anything, can even age regress people. That's right. All these good things are just around the corner. We just have to get rid of these lockdowns and get back to living normally again. People should not be wearing face masks. It's bad for your health. Of course, they want, you know, after a year of wearing face masks, they've weakened. Millions of more people are weakened to the point if they stupidly go get that vaccine, the vaccine is going to knock them on their ass. And, or they're just going to succumb to any kind of infection. And God forbid, if you have to go to the hospital, that's a bad place to go nowadays. Hospitals are not safe places. No siree. You know, you might have to go there if you've got some gunshot wounds or something like that. And then you have to go to a hospital. But if you're just feeling sick or wheezy or something like that, you're probably better off staying home. Just go to bed, get some rest. Because hospitals are based on pharmaceutical medicine. You know, the doctors, yeah, it's great if you need to be, your body needs to be cut up and parts replaced. Yeah, doctors are good like that. They'll treat you like any fine automobile and replace your parts. But that has nothing to do with health care. If you had health care, real health care, you wouldn't have to replace your parts. You wouldn't be suffering from any disease or stuff like that. But, of course, people don't think you have, because you have an insurance policy. That's another scam. Nobody needs insurance. Absolutely not. It's a scam. You know, again, just like this thing, you don't need a vaccine either. A scam. And they're getting you to pay for this. You might not be paying for it now, but we're all paying for it because we have to pick up the tab. Taxpayers' money have to get wasted on paying for these useless vaccines. Vaccines are not going to help anybody. If anything, they're going to cause people harm. That's the only result you're going to get out of these vaccines. And you have to pay for this. We, the taxpayers, have to pay for this. And we're wasting our money, taxpayers' money, on this scam. And if you, you know, you hear the saying, gotta keep moving the goalposts now, like, you know, quacks and people like Gates are talking about, you're going to need three vaccines to be safe. And then they'll make it four, and then they'll say you have to have one every 2 months or something like that. I mean, can't you see where this is going? Don't you realize you can't govern it? Well, hey, listen, I said it before, I'll say it again. This is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. If you have a cell phone, you can participate. And participation in life is important. You know, they've been having global meditations for the last 2 years to help move this thing along to get us faster to the event. And the global meditations have been, goals have been met. Because in a global meditation, we have the collective consciousness of humanity focusing on the same thing, which makes it a very powerful force. That's right. We humans are very powerful creatures. We've been lied to since birth to keep us from using our powerful minds. That's right, mind over matter. And projecting our ideas out into a responsive universe. Sure, we've had plenty of roadblocks in our lives, but that time is coming to an end. There's a new reality taking place, and nothing can change the shape of things to come. Nothing can change the shape of things to come. But at the same time, we get to participate and give our input into exactly what we'd like to see. And so, if you're on the internet and you see a global meditation, participate in it. Because you'll be adding to the collective consciousness of humanity. That's right. We're all, besides being individuals, We're all of us humans are part of a collective consciousness. The collective consciousness of humanity, a very powerful force. Now, are you a starseed? Well, hey, if you're a starseed, call into the show, you know, and tell us what it is to be a starseed. Most of the starseeds I've run across are basically from the Pleiades or Sirius system. Those are star systems, just in case you didn't know. Everybody should know about the Pleiades. If you look up in the sky, it's like a tiny, tiny little Big Dipper or something like that. It's a star cluster. Sometimes known as the Seven Sisters, which is the sisters being the names of the stars, seven brightest stars in the star cluster known as the Pleiades. And they're probably the closest to humanity. But there's other systems that have humanoid-type bodies. And they're here too. All these groups are in our solar system now. Their motherships are beginning to show themselves in covered with clouds. It's unusual. There's pictures all over the internet now of these unusual clouds that could. It won't take much imagination to perceive that there's possibly a spacecraft hiding in that cloud, and that's exactly what the information is, that the ships from these other galaxies, they have the ability to show up in our airspace and hide themselves in the cloud. They generate the cloud themselves, and they're, you know, like a cloud. It works, you know. Some people will take notice, will say, wow, what an unusual looking cloud. Well, it's not a cloud. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's not Superman. It's the mothership. Well, you know, slowly but surely, they're getting us ready for what will transpire at the event. Meanwhile, back on Earth here, it's important to enjoy life, you know? And not only for to make ourselves happy, but to make other people happy, too. And I make my contributions by putting my music videos out there. You know, I've been recording. I'm a recording artist for a number of decades now, and I've got quite a big repertoire of original songs that they're good. Original songs, they're entertaining. And I've got some really entertaining music videos out there. And I don't know what to say. I mean, they're all free to watch on YouTube, you know. If you want to be a supporter of me, I have two albums out on CD Baby. Songs Better Than Dylan. That's 23 songs. Dylan never had an album with 23 great songs on it. You know, I can write songs as good as Dylan can, and even songs better than him, because I have a better trained brain, whatever. What can I say? That's why I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. Great philosophical songs, one after another, and very simple versions, a lot of them. Many of the songs is just a folk guitar I'm backing myself up on as a singer-songwriter. And just, you know, it's possible to make a single folk guitar actually sound like a whole band. I do it in a lot of my videos. And all you have to do is try, and then if you try hard enough, you will succeed. So anyhow, like, if you go to YouTube, some of these songs you can just Google in on the Google bar, Google Chrome, you know, just Google in the name, and the video will pop up. You don't even have to go to YouTube. Of course, it'll be a YouTube video. A perfect example is one of my fun songs. It's called Are You the Party in Kind? You know? Are you the party in P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in kind? Are you the party in kind? You can Google that in, and it will take you right to the video and just hit the play thing in the middle, and it will start playing the music video. Along with a little brief interview connected to the interview, to the song. And you will see what partying people look like, and then you'll be able to decide for yourself whether you are the partying kind or not. Hopefully you are. I am. That's why I wrote the song, Are You the Partying Kind? Because us partying kind are always looking for other partying kind people. But if you're a guitar player, well, you wanna check out my Subway Fantasy 2. That's right. Subway Fantasy is a great entertaining rock and roll documentary from back in 2019. I put it out there. It's on the internet, you know, it's on YouTube. Just key it in, Subway Fantasy. It's a 29-minute rock and roll documentary. But then I came up with, just a couple of months ago, I put out there Subway Fantasy 2, you know, the number 2, numeral 2. Subway Fantasy 2. And it's got some of the best guitar playing this side of Jimi Hendrix. What can I tell you? You know, all you great guitar players out there, your jaw is going to drop when you hear some fantastic guitar playing on some of the songs I have in this Subway Fantasy too. You know, songs like Let Me Coax You On, songs like Play Another Party Song Tonight. That's right. Just check it out. Subway, hey, it's free to watch. 22 minutes only. A roller coaster ride, a visual roller coaster ride, and an audio roller coaster ride. And you'll be impressed. And these are things that are fun to watch, you know? My 2019, the original one, Subway Fantasy, it's a rock and roll documentary, but it starts off like a science fiction movie. That's right. Because I wanted to make it entertaining, and that's the whole point. If it's not entertaining, why even bother to put it out there? And any time you're watching any one of my videos, like, you know, if you're not on full screen, click on the icon at the lower left of the screen. You'll see me wearing sunglasses here. Click on my icon, and then you'll have the whole list of 24 videos, and hit that play all button, and you'll be impressed. And this is my, you know, this is my contribution to humanity, to hopefully use the music and the video to make the story being told with the words entertaining and put people in a good mood, enlighten them, get them to maybe get out of the chair and dance, because I have some party songs up there, out there, really. I have philosophical songs and I have party songs. The other, I have two albums on CD, baby. You know, hey, purchase the songs, it's only 99 cents a song, you know. It'd be nice if some people did that. I mean, hey, I had to do all the work to write the songs, record them, put it out there. Nice if I could get some money back on it. Royalties for just people listening on these things don't pay too much, and make a couple of pennies a month. Yeah, that's the real deal where it is now. Videos on YouTube, I don't make a dime out of that. Nothing. It's just there for entertainment purposes. But I'm, like I said, I'm doing my part of making my contributions to humanity. You know, the songs have messages to give people philosophy and wisdom. And the videos are there for a visual entertainment. That's right. And what can I say? The videos speak for themselves. And these things, I put them together myself. That's it. Because, first of all, I don't have money to pay people to do it. And besides that, I have enough, I have more, because I have a good imagination, I'm not going to entrust anybody else to put a video behind my music because, what can I say? I'd rather do it myself. And I just happen to have a good knack for knowing what to do. What can I tell you? So, meanwhile, back in the real world here, the focus of every human being, we have to regain control of society. Government has proven they are worthless. They're obsolete. They're the enemy. And we have to gain control of our governments, and that requires participation. You know, we're in the final battle here between good and evil. The government is on the side of evil, and the you know, and they are doing their best to make us suffer. And, of course, they're all puppets for the New World Order, and the New World Order themselves are puppets for the bad extraterrestrials that have been on our planet, subverting humanity for thousands of years. And that's the reality. You'll never hear this on mainstream media. And but here, out here on the internet, internet radio, we can talk the truth. The we don't have sponsors that we have to cater to. You know, that's my biggest qualm. I used to listen to, you know, George Norrie, where he talks for, he has a guest on. The guest talks for 10 minutes. He talks for another 10 minutes. And then the third 10 minutes is frigging commercials. And commercials, all kinds of bad commercials, trying to sell you things you don't need, GMO food, you name it. And that's what it is on the big stations out there that are on the AM dial, the talk radio stations. Some of them are on FM. But AM is mostly the talk radio stations, and that's what you got to put up with out there. At least if you listen to my show, hey, you have the opportunity to call in and hear any stupid commercials selling products. That's for sure. All I can tell you, though, is, hey, if you get a chance, go out and get yourself some colloidal silver. That's right. It's good for your health. 500 parts per million or 1,100 parts per million. Word on the internet. It's not that hard to find. A place called Botanicals sells them. And probably you can get it through Amazon. You can get anything through Amazon, I think. But do you want to help make that the filthy rich more filthy rich? I don't know. All I know is that, hey, you know, we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. And so if you thought you were going to call in, well, you better pick up that phone real fast. Otherwise, before you know it, this show is winding down. Meanwhile, go on the internet and check out, look for the star seeds and see what they're talking, because that's where you're going to get your information. There's a blog post for Goldberg. He's been taken off the Twitter, which used to be a good source of info, what's going on with our galactic brothers and sisters. But there's blog spots out there, and there's so much information being revealed now that's of importance. Of course, the on the internet, the whole sham has been exposed with the lying doctors, the fake PCR tests, the bad ingredients in the vaccine, the thousands of people that are dying from the vaccine, and the thousands of people that are having real severe reactions. You know, of course, they don't want to give you those figures. They want to give you the fake PCR test. And they're talking about it like people being infected. Please. You know, it's such a sham. And just every anchor news person is a teleprompter reader. It's sickening, really. Sickening beyond belief what we have to put up with. Why aren't there any good people out there with money? There's people out there with money. Well, why aren't you taking your money and creating a good television station, a good broadcasting network? Come on. It's not that difficult, really. What we really could use is a news, a rebuttal news program about 8 p.m., after all the fake news channels have given all the fake news out, then we can do a rebuttal and just call to light how crooked these, how fake the stories are and how they're misinforming everyone. And anyhow, this show got started a little late tonight, and it's just about time to wind it down. So be sure and tell your friends to tune in next week, hey, and get yourself a phone, then you can call in if you got something important to say. not just listen, you know. This is an educational show. Hey, it's a full moon, powerful full moon. When the show's over, go out and look for the, up at the moon. Feel it. Project your thoughts into the moon, you know. The moon will help bounce off of your projections into the universe. And feel the earth. Get out there, walk barefoot on the earth. That's how you get in touch with the earth. Really good, by walking barefoot on it. That's right. Well, if it's too cold out, well, you better wait till it gets warm. Otherwise, you'll get frostbite. Next week, if you have a joke, save it for next week and call in and tell us a joke. And you just remember, no matter where you go, there you are. Can't get around that. Who has the tachyon chamber? Is there a tachyon chamber in your house? Well, there should be one in every house. And I'm sure we can, that will become a reality, hopefully, when the event happens and our ET brothers and sisters, our extraterrestrial good ET brothers and sisters land and share with us all the goodies. Okay, that's all I got to say for tonight, except go watch my videos. You know, they're entertaining. You watch the original one, Subway Fantasy. Find out what it was to be in a real dark club where people go wild. And it's there, Subway Fantasy. And, hey, it's free to watch. It's a rock and roll documentary. Here, you'll hear bands that you never, don't even know who they are, but they sound just as good as the famous ones. And they're playing live music in a club. Yeah. Filled in with other videos. Documentary moments in rock and roll history. Okay, hey, I end my show every week the same way. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo from that song, Are You the Partying Kind? And after the show, Google it in the Google bar, and you can watch the video, and then you get to hear the whole song. Very tasteful guitar playing. And that's followed by, at the end of my show, my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody. Yeah, it's my anthem. I had to be somebody. I am somebody. I've been somebody for a long, long time. I've made more accomplishments than most people have in life, and that makes me somebody. Hey, it was my anthem, and it could be your anthem, too. I got to be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Got to be somebody to feel alive, yeah. Hey, I got the video out on YouTube also. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here. And I'm going to give you the countdown. And then you know what to do. Play the music. And it'll be adios amigos until next week. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.